And before we go today, this Sunday, Boston's Chinatown ushers in the Year of the Dragon. Part of the celebration includes the traditional Dance of the Lions, where teams of dancers parade beneath colorful animals through the streets. Radio Boston intern Mira Sharma headed out to Chinatown earlier this week for a preview.
My name is Bob Rosen. I'm the chief instructor of the Wollum Kung Fu Association in Chinatown, Boston. Lion dance is usually done for big festivals or Chinese New Year to help bring in the new year, bring in good luck to businesses in Chinatown. In the history of lion dancing, lions would come down from the mountains and the people would leave an offering, so they would leave them alone. So this became tradition, and they created this dance to chase away the bad luck and bring in the new year with the good luck. So all the businesses bring out a lettuce and orange. Lettuce means prosperity. The orange is good harvest. So the lion has to perform a dance for them. The lion will start its general dance with a bowing and dance around till it reaches to the point of where the offering is. The lion will approach it three times, and then they'll start with the orange first. And then they'll rip the lettuce up and they'll spread it all over the ground in front of the establishment. That spreads the wealth. And then they will take the offering, the red envelope. That'll be a gift to the lion. And then the lion will do another bow, and then we'll move on to the next establishment.
They will check the firecrackers right out in front of their store. And if you're still there, that's where they're going to be.
In most of the schools, the performers are some form of martial artist. There's a lot of hard work in developing good body energy and stances. Martial skills gives you the inspiration and the experience to learn and control the lion head. This is the dragon year, and dragon is the higher of all the zodiac. It is the one that should bring in good profit, good health, just generate strong and successful business year. We're hoping that, you know, this will help rebuild the economy again, you know, for all the businesses in the area.
That's Bob Rosen of the Wollum Kung Fu Athletic Association. He spoke to Radio Boston's Mira Sharma. And join us Monday on Radio Boston. Vermont's Bill McKibben will be with us, environmentalist, author of End of Nature. McKibben led the opposition to the Keystone XL pipeline that helped persuade President Obama to reject it. He'll talk to us about the state of the environment and political organizing. That's Bill McKibben, Monday on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Meghna Chakrabarty will be back on Monday. I'm Adam Ragusea.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.